Today we're going to talk about the six things that every kid in high school needs to know right now in order to be successful later in life. All right, let's do it.
You're listening to the Serial Progress Seeker Podcast. My name is Dr. Ben Atkins, and I want to take you behind the scenes and show you how I built a multi-million dollar digital internet business and how I'm turning that entire business into something that I can take with me anywhere, inside of a backpack. Let's get started with the show.
So today we're going to be talking about the six things that every kid in high school right now needs to know so that they can be successful later in life. If you're anything like me, when you were in high school, you were struggling. You were trying to figure out who you were. You were trying to figure out how you fit into the world. And there was all these messages coming from all these different directions that you were behind, that you were maybe working too hard. It was a lot of conflicting information. And on top of that, you had relationships and friends and sports and clubs and all these things that were taking up your time. What's actually important? Today we're going to talk about the six things that every kid in high school should be thinking about. The first one is pretty simple, and I think this is key. It is okay to be a nerd. And this is super important. Number one, it's okay to be a nerd. And when I say nerd, I don't mean a computer nerd. I don't mean a math nerd. I mean a sports nerd. It's whatever you happen to be into that you love. Don't let anybody make you feel like you're behind. The key is later in life, if you stick with this stuff and you go into your passions and you really dig into it, this is the stuff that's gonna make you money. And now, if you are into being a football player right now and you really love it and you're into all things football later on in life, hey, you could make a living talking about football. There's tons of people out there that I know personally that make a good living talking about football, basketball, on a podcast, on a video like this. They do it every single week and they've got a ton of followers, and it's super easy for them to monetize that because they are an expert in it, because they nerded out. I'm not talking about scratching the surface, they nerded out. Let's take about the flip side to that. Let's go the other way. Let's say that you're really into computers and you're really into like super nerdy stuff. Maybe you're into computer gaming, maybe you're into just the process of coding, whatever it may be. Dig in. Don't worry so much about what everybody else is doing, what people say about your hobby. If you really love something, keep digging into it. The key is once you sort of get past high school, once you start to get past college, you start to realize that the people that have the most value are the people that really have dug into something and know a topic better than anybody else. And so it's okay to be a nerd. All right, so that's number one. Number two, you're gonna end up staying friends with like five people that you met in high school. Okay, so right now, if you're in high school, you've got all these people that you're forced to be around. You've got a lot of acquaintances. You've got some people that you're really close to, and you've got a lot of people that you're friendly with. But all of these people seem to have some sort of control over your life. And the reason is because they're in your day-to-day. Now, the very interesting thing is no matter how close you are with certain people in high school, after high school, you're probably going to stay close with one of them, maybe two, five tops. No matter how close you are with most of these folks, it's extremely hard to stay close. And this is the reason why once you get out of this high school bubble, and I hate calling it that because it's like your parents are saying that to you, right? But once you get outside of this high school bubble, something very interesting happens. You start gravitating towards people that actually have similar interests as you, not folks that are just in the same proximity. And that's when relationships start to get really valuable. That's when relationships start to go into that lifelong mode, is when you're hanging out with people that have similar interests in you. So my advice would be, just understand, only five of these people that you're hanging out with right now are gonna be around. So don't put so much stock into what they think that it ruins who you are. But if you got folks that are into things that you're into, keep those people close, because those are the ones that are gonna continue after. All right, so number three, learn to balance your budget. This used to be something they told us, but they never stressed it enough. Learn to balance a checkbook. Well, I don't do much with a checkbook these days, but I do have to balance a budget. And what I mean by that is, what do you wanna do for the next month or two? What are the things that you wanna do? And actually sit down, very simply, it doesn't have to be boring stuff. Sit down and say, you know what? I wanna go to this concert and it's gonna cost this. I wanna go do this, I wanna do this. And when you start looking months ahead and actually planning these things out, it gets much easier to balance your budget. Now that's an adult term and it may be boring to most of you, but one of the most important skills when you start getting out into the real world is, can you budget your money correctly? And here's the thing, you may be thinking, well, I'm gonna have a job where I'm making a lot of money, so it's not gonna be so important. That's not quite the way it works. The kids that come out of high school, become adults, and are really successful, it's a huge leg up if you can budget your money at any income level that you're making. And trust me, there's always ways that you can spend money, but you can buy the really good stuff, and you can be a lot happier if you were doing a little planning ahead of time. So make sure that you can balance a budget. If you start right now, it may seem like a silly skill to have right now, but it's super important when you get older. More important than most of the things you're actually gonna be learning in school right now. Number four, pay attention during your English class. I know, this is gonna be one that people absolutely hate because maybe you've got an English teacher that you don't like, but here's the deal. English class is the thing that will propel you forward no matter what you're into. Let's say that you wanna have a business like I do on the internet, and maybe you wanna talk about football, basketball, maybe you wanna talk about video games, maybe you wanna talk about online marketing like I do. The key is there are skills that you pick up in high school English as to how to format an idea, how to format a written idea, how to format like what I'm doing right now. What I'm doing right now as I'm talking to you is I'm looking at an outline that I learned how to make in high school for English class that has got me into a position to where I can do what I do every single day. So no matter what it is that you need to do, what you're learning in high school English class is going to give you the ability to communicate it in a way that people will pay you to communicate your expertise. So pay attention in English class. Number five, it's okay to not have your future figured out right now. Okay, now this is the key. This is what really hit me. I was under a lot of pressure in high school to pick a major for college, to get a scholarship, and that was a lot to take in. And that can be very stressful. It's okay that you don't have it figured out right now. Here's the secret, you just have to keep moving. So don't be afraid to pick a path and aim at something, even if you don't think that's where you're actually going to end up. Right now, just pick something or pick two or three somethings, go that direction, and just by going that direction, pretty quickly, you're gonna figure out, yeah, I'm into that. No, I'm definitely not into that. And the people that get to something that is making them a lot of money, that they're very happy with, that they're very successful with, a lot of times they didn't start out that direction. I mean, I started out in computer science, but then I decided to get into, you know, biology, and then I became a chiropractor. And then one day I looked up, and because I was a chiropractor, I saw some opportunities that gave me the ability to do what I'm doing now, which is be on YouTube, be on Facebook, and make money by teaching people how to grow using these mediums. So you never know where you're gonna end up. The key is just to keep moving, keep aiming at something, and promise you'll figure it out along the way. Finally, number six, kind of goes with number five. It's okay to fail. This is one of the big things is we get so afraid of failure that we never actually do anything. All of the millionaires that I know, all of the billionaires that I know, all of the people that I know that are truly successful right now, it's because somewhere along the way, something broke in their brain and they became less fearful of failing than most other people around them. That's the thing. Most people will never try something because they're afraid they won't get there or they see all the obstacles in front of them. The people that really do well are the ones that say, you know what, it may be impossible, but I'm going to try. And the failure along the way is what gets them there. So that's it. Number one, it's okay to be a nerd about anything that you want to be a nerd about when you're in high school. Go do it. Be nerdy. Enjoy it, revel in it. It's gonna carry you a long way moving forward if you go deep. Number two, you're only gonna have five people that are around you right now in high school that you're gonna stay friends with. Understand that, and so don't let a lot of the things that hit you right now in high school stick with you because those people aren't gonna be in your life much longer, and the ones that are, well, they're probably gonna be pretty special, so, you know, understand. You're not gonna have a whole lot of the people that are around you right now move forward with you into the future. Number three, learn to balance your budget. It's so important to understand money and how to pay for things, but how to plan ahead. Number four, pay attention during English class. If you want to convey your nerdiness to the world and get paid for it, you have to have those English skills down. As silly as it sounds, it's a big deal. Number five, it's okay not to have your future figured out right now as long as you keep moving forward. And related to that is number six, as long as you are moving forward, it's okay to fail. Failure will get you where you need to go as long as you know how to use it. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that walkthrough. This was just some things that I wish that I would have known when I graduated high school because I could have gotten into what I really love a lot quicker. I hope that's something that helps you out.